T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
I have issued an order requiring anyone who visits Pennsylvania from another state to get tested within 72 hours before entering the state. They need a negative test within 72 hours before entering the state. If you do not have your test results when you come to Pennsylvania, then you need to quarantine until you get a negative test result.
All right. Ain't happening. Look, I get it. I also acknowledge we have a problem. I'm not that stupid. I'm stupid, not that stupid. Folks don't care. There's no enforcement. And check this out. From a high-ranking state leader, I got to read this as I get to Jay Costa. It's relevant to the conversation. I can't say this publicly, Marty, but you're a blankety-blank, blankety-blank. If you don't wear a mask and watch your distance. But we can't crash our society again at this point politically or economically. A lockdown no one would put up with. We just need to live our lives. One of my favorite political leaders, because he's a leader, Democratic leader Jay Costa. Good morning, Jay. How are you?
I'm well, Marty. Good morning to you and your listeners.
Well, you're not a loudmouth. One of my favorite qualities about you, so that's why we get along, because I am a loudmouth. Jay, what do you say about this order that has no teeth? Do people care at all, sir?
I think, Marty, that the order is one that we hope that people would respect and follow the spirit of the order. You're right that to a large degree there's no enforcement mechanism there. But we are in the middle of a pretty serious uptick in the COVID-19 situation here in Pennsylvania and across the country, as we know. So we have to begin to take steps that's going to help mitigate against the spread, this community spread that we now have in place. This is just one aspect of a series of things that the Department of Health has been trying to do, but the numbers are frightening. And right now we are at over 9,000 deaths in Pennsylvania. By March 31st, based upon the models, if things don't change, we're looking at about 18,000 deaths, doubling the number of people who will directly die from COVID-19. We're looking at, right now, we're about 6,000 daily in Pennsylvania. I would venture to say, and Dr. Levine tells me, that by middle of December, late December, we'll be looking at 15,000 cases daily.
Whoa. Jay, man, that's a number, brother.
That's a big number.
15,000 a day, sir.
Yes, sir.
Hmm.
By the end of December, 6 weeks.
Because why? We don't care. Because a local politician told me people just aren't afraid of COVID. I don't think they are. I don't, Jay.
I referenced the number.
Yes, sir.
I think the problem is I think folks are immune to the number of cases.
I agree.
And I think what we have to focus on, and what I've been speaking a lot about, is positivity rate, which is very, very high. And finally, the number of deaths associated with it. In addition, the number of people hospitalized. We have about 1 in 5 people who get the virus end up in a hospital, about 2,700 people today. 1 in 5 end up in intensive care unit with a serious illness, many of whom don't recover, as you know. We've increased that by 10% in terms of the ICU patients, 10% every couple of days. It's a serious problem, and I think we're not connecting the virus to the hospitalization number of deaths.
I agree.
And I think we have to focus more on what the consequences are of not wearing a mask, doing the social distancing, washing the hands, and doing the things that have been strongly recommended, and the enhanced orders with respect to wearing a mask both indoor and outdoor, except for immediate household members. That's like the only exemption. But we have to do more. And I don't know, other parts of the state have, as you know, have done more. But these numbers are frightening, and these are numbers that concern me.
15,000 is a big number, brother. Joining us live on the DISC Institute of Pittsburgh Newsline is Jay Costa, state leader, Democrat. So I pulled some numbers. Between Presby and Shadyside, they have 1,200 beds. And between them, 35, 45, 55, 63 total cases, total of the 1,200 beds. Let's go out to the suburbs, rural, Jameson, rural, 80 beds, 21 cases. Somerset, 50 beds, 15 cases. So what I'm saying is they have a lot more of a caseload in rural areas. Some would argue that this has become so political, Jay, that it's blue counties respect the COVID, red counties don't. And I see this, and the numbers don't lie, sir. Do you know where I'm coming from?
Yeah, I hear you. I think that, there are pockets of Pennsylvania where the virus is not having much of an impact, and we're fortunate in that regard. But at the end of the day, to me, it doesn't come down to blue or red counties.
Right.
It comes down to, as a society, as a commonwealth, we need to all appreciate and understand that this is very serious, and it's getting worse. And we have to take steps to be able to mitigate against it as best we can. That's what these type of policies that are being put into place will try to do. I expect as we go forward the next couple of weeks, I expect that we'll be looking at maybe some further limitations in terms of restrictions. I can't tell you what they are.
Right.
I'm sensitive to business closures. I don't think any of that's on the table at this point, or any other type of things regarding our school closings and the like. But these are conversations that will have to happen if we don't take steps to bring these numbers down.
One political leader said to me, a lockdown, no one would pay attention. I talked to a big shot restaurant owner that you know who said, I'll go to jail. I can't do this again. Jay, you've never been a fan of shutting down businesses, and you don't support that now, do you, sir?
No, I think we have to be thoughtful. I mean, we have to manage what we have right now. I think appropriate level right now is where we're at with 50% maintaining social distancing. I'm not looking to do anything along those lines. I don't necessarily think that the steps that Philadelphia took, Mayor Kenney took in Philadelphia, are appropriate for our area at this point. But that's only if people understand and respect the virus and follow the orders that have been put into place. If folks don't do that, we are going to be forced to take steps along those lines, and that's what we're trying to avoid. And that's the whole purpose behind these modified orders, and I would think subsequent orders that could be coming in the near future.
Could there be enforcement at some point where they say if you don't get this test, you can't come into Pennsylvania and we're going to check you? Could there be if it gets drastic?
Yeah, I think it's going to be very difficult to achieve
that's right.
As much as I'd like to see some way to be able to do that, you just hope that people who come into our commonwealth appreciate and value, and well, no matter what state you're going into, that you recognize that this is a serious virus and needs to be addressed, and you respect the people you're with and other people here in our commonwealth that you're visiting, whatever the case might be, that you do the things that need to be done along those lines.
All right.
That's all we're really asking for.
Jay Costa, Democratic leader. It's a pleasure. Jay, what's that number again, that high number, and when do you expect it?
We expect that, about by the end of December, 15,000 cases per day, new cases, and by the end of March, projecting about anywhere from 15,000 to 18,000 deaths, essentially doubling where we're at right now over the course of the next 4.5 months. Those are not my numbers. Those are the models that Dr. Levine has been using, and as well as other models that are being used by folks to get to that point.
Jay Costa, it's a pleasure. Thank you, sir.
Anytime. Thank you, Marty. Bye-bye.
Scary stuff.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with GameTip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.